60 years ago, America got a peek into the extensive renovation of the White House done by First Lady Jackie Kennedy. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports a new exhibition at Winterthur in Delaware shows she had a lot of help from Henry DuPont.
When Jackie Kennedy moved into the White House after her husband was inaugurated in 1961, she was not pleased. The house was a mishmash of styles that did nothing to tell the history of the country that it represents.
The rooms that she was walking into were really filled with department store type furnishings, historical odds and ends, but nothing really cohesive in terms of the story of the house.
That's curator Elaine Rice Bachman. She recreated rooms from the Kennedy White House for this exhibition, From Winterthur to the White House, at the Winterthur Museum. It shows how much the First Lady leaned on Henry Francis DuPont, the founder of Winterthur. Kennedy named DuPont the chair of the White House Arts Committee. Under his guidance, she embarked on a $2 million interior renovation. It was filmed for television.
It just seemed to me such a shame when we came here to find hardly anything of the past in the house, hardly anything before 1902.
That house tour, hosted by Kennedy, became one of the most watched TV shows of the era, seen by 80 million people. Bachman said most of them were women.
Its impact really cannot be underestimated. I think it certainly popularized what she was doing. It legitimized what she was doing. I don't think anyone questioned that this was just a first lady redecorating the White House. She really put it in the context of this was something that the whole nation could be proud of.
The exhibition at Winterthur features some of the correspondence between Kennedy and DuPont, including efforts to push Congress to pass a law that conserves all of the White House furnishings as the House flips from one administration to another. The exhibition opens this weekend through January. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.